This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, good Monday morning, everybody. I am Glenn the Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network. It's April 21st, episode 896, brought to you today by our friends at Omega Alpha Equine. Good morning, Horse World.
It's Monday.
Monday is my favorite time of year.
This is Horses in the Morning with your lovable hosts, Jamie Jennings.
I am the queen. You listen to me.
I'm sorry that people are so jealous of me, but I can't help it that I'm popular.
Glenn the Geek.
You look especially radiant today, Your Grace.
I'm going to do a terrific show today because I'm good enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Happy Monday.
Well, good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us here at Horses in the Morning. It's Boston Marathon Day today, and, of course, this is the first Boston Marathon since the tragedy at the Boston Marathon last year. But there's a connection to horses in this year's Boston Marathon, and that's with the horse that's going to be running in the Kentucky Derby. It is the 118th Boston Marathon, and there is a horse that was named after the bombing last year, and the horse's name is Wicked Strong. It's a three-year-old colt. It was named in honor of the victims of last year's Boston Marathon. It was it's actually owned by a syndicate created by Don Little Jr. of Sentinel Farm in Boston, and Jennifer used to work for the Littles, actually, when we lived up there, so we know them. He wanted to do something to honor the victims and survivors of the horrible day, so in that honor, he renamed a promising horse they'd bought at the Keeneland sale in September of 2012. They bought this horse for $375,000, and the partners agreed from the beginning to donate 1% of the colt's earnings to the One Fund, which is a charity that was set up for the victims of the Boston Marathon attacks. And they will increase the donation to 5% for the Triple Crown races. So far, Jamie, Wicked Strong has earned $700,000, meaning $7,000 donation to the One Fund. And, of course, you know, potential for a lot more coming up with the Kentucky Derby races. So there's a neat tie-in of something that they did, I think, was real good by Don Little and his gang of investors.
I didn't even know that they were doing that, and I remember a couple weeks ago when we were talking about Derby contenders, I mentioned this horse because he's a real contender. You know, he's just really, really fast. And, again, Wicked Strong is the name of the horse, and he's definitely one to watch along with California Chrome. You know, if I was a betting person, wait, I am, I would have to put an exact box on Wicked Strong and California Chrome. I'm just saying. You heard it here first. Wait, probably not first. But, yeah, those are my two picks for sure.
Okay, there you go. There you go. And, of course, Wicked Strong, they chose that name because it's very Boston. And anybody who's been there or lived there
Wicked
knows
Strong.
It's very Boston. Wicked
the
Strong.
The Wicked.
Wicked Strong. Hey, does it feel to you like the last day of school and you're kind of getting excited because we're leaving the middle of the week for Kentucky?
You know, I would say yes, pre-child. But with the addition of traveling with an infant, I have to tell you that every time I think that, because I'm leaving on Thursday, I just panic. Like, I start to get so stressed to where my blood pressure starts going up because, yes, there's so much to do before you leave for Rolex without a baby and then throw a baby on top of it. And I'm traveling by myself. Oh, my God, I need a drink. Okay, wait. No, I'm not drinking during the week anymore. Dang it.
Good thing.
I know, right?
That's
but, yeah, I'm super excited. It's Rolex Week. Hello, it's Rolex Week. This is like the greatest. It's like Mardi Gras for horse people. It's awesome.
Jennifer, what's coming up on today's show?
So I'm assuming that even though Rolex partly takes place on a Friday, there will be drinking.
You know, Jennifer, we made rules, and actually I was only going to quit drinking until Rolex, but we are. So really, technically, once I get to Kentucky, it's no holds barred. We can drink on the weekends anyway. So I planned this all out pretty. I'm smart.
Does your weekend start on Wednesday and end on Tuesday?
Wouldn't that be great?
On today's Omega Alpha Equine Monday edition, we gallop out of the start box with, guess what, a pre-Rolex visit. This one from Ellen Doughty, who will be competing in that most prestigious event for the first time this weekend. Woohoo, talk about butterflies. And then next up, Cowboy Musical Interlude starring Bren Hill. And the Wacky World of Horses with Horse Nation rounds out our Monday hack through the equinosphere. So stay tuned for the fray, folks.
Thank you, Jennifer. Before we get to the rest of the show, I brought this up on Friday, and I just wanted to give an update. Mike McLennan, who was our spotlight driver for the 2010 radio show for the World Equestrian Games in 2010, I mentioned that he was ill, and he did die over the weekend. He was a super nice guy. We got to know him, Samantha and I got to know him really well because we followed him, spoke to him once or twice a month for 2 years leading up to the World Equestrian Games. That was always his dream. His dream was to make the World Equestrian Games. He was a homegrown driver, didn't have a lot of education in that. He bred quarter horses from the 1960s. They bred champion cutting and reining horses. And then at one point, he decided to take those champion reining and cutting horses, quarter horses, and breed them with some Friesian stallions. And he developed what became nicknamed and known today as Texas Cobs. They were beautiful horses. And they really had the chunky bodies of the quarter horses, yet they had the kind of had the looks of the Friesians. And fortunately, they took the brains of the quarter horses. So he ended up with a nice team of horses that he competed all around the world. He was named Pair Driver of the Year 1 year in 2005, I believe it was. So he traveled all over the place, and we got to know him. He's a super, super nice guy. We spent a lot of time with him at the World Equestrian Games, hanging out, checking out the horses, and also watching his competitions. So he's definitely going to be missed. His lovely wife named Jerry, who was his navigator, the entire time. She stood on the back and told him where to go. There were a lot of jokes about that. But they did a great job, and he did realize one of his dreams. He was only 69 years old, died of cancer. So our best to Jerry and the family. He definitely will be missed in the driving community. And now on to our daily Winnie. Well, the happier here. I want to wish one of these. Happy birthday. To Elisa Wallace. It's her birthday today. And, of course, we had Elisa on the show just here recently. She is going to be at Rolex with her Mustang. She's an eventer and been on the show quite a bit here recently. And remember, Jamie, she was going to get her new third Mustang in? Well, she's had it now for 3 days. His name is Fianto. And after 3 days of having this Mustang completely unbroke, not touched, she was on it. She was up on board. There's a picture of her bareback on this Mustang, and she was so excited that she got it that far so quickly. And she said she's absolutely in love with this one. But as we've learned with Elisa, she falls in love with everything that has four legs. So it's not surprising.
Awesome. I know. I'm super excited. Kind of following her on Facebook, if you're not, you should check her out, Elisa Wallace, because it's really been fun. She has been kind of chronicling everything she's done with Fianto. And then, so the first picture is like, I touched him, and it's a picture of her hand right next to his nose. And then the next is, I'm touching his neck, and her hand on his neck. And then, like, somebody took a picture of her sitting on him. Of course, she has her helmet on, thank goodness.
And
she's like,
And her vest.
What?
She has her vest on, too.
Yes, very, very true. And so she's actually sitting on him, and it's been fun to kind of watch her. And that's 3 days. That girl is amazing. She is amazing.
Definitely. We're going to see her now. I did see her schedule. She demonstrates her Mustangs at 11:30 on Friday. So we should be able to get our show done and get right over to the ring, which is right beside where we're at, and watch her demonstration.
Perfect.
I think that sounds better than dressage, though. I'm all for it.
Everything sounds better than dressage to you. Okay, hold on. I have to do this.
Happy birthday. Happy
birthday. It's a girl. Zenyatta had her baby, and it is a little girl. She was delivered at 12:03 a.m. Eastern morning, and it is a Warfront filly. Gosh, she looks like her mama. She's got that same big old blaze, kind of crooked blaze, and just looks just adorable. And I've already texted Charles Stewart Campbell, who is Zenyatta's handler, if you will. We've had him on the show before, and basically I stalk him. And I've already suggested names. And tell me this is not the best name you've ever heard of for a little baby born on Easter that belongs to Zenyatta. I said, you got to name her Jesus, J-E-Z-U-S. Apparently.
I don't think that's happening.
Apparently, I sent him that message on Facebook, and he wrote me back, and he said if it was a boy, they were actually going to start calling him, his barn name was going to be Jesus, but start it with a Z. So it'd be Jesus. So I wasn't too far off. They were already thinking about it. But I'm like, you know, Cosmic One, C-O-Z-M-I-C, what? I mean, that's her first baby. It needs to be Jesus with a Z. I mean, come on. I said, Jesus can be a boy name or a girl name. I'm Jamie. You know, I can go either way.
Jennifer has a good suggestion, too. Z-ster.
Who said this?
Jennifer says Z-ster.
Oh, Zester, Z-E-A-S-T-E-R, yeah, no. Yeah. I think just go right in with the whole Jesus thing.
I saw that picture everywhere. That probably made the rounds of, that was probably the most viewed picture in the horse world in a year, was the picture.
And
of
you
the
know
baby.
What sucks? You know what sucks about this whole thing is that, you know, when you read a story about Manowar, okay, Manowar was this, you know, amazing horse who won like 40 races, but he lost one. And every time there's an article, it's like, oh, Manowar won 40 races, but only lost one to a horse named Upset. Well, now every time you read something about Zenyatta, as we get further and further away from the Breeders' Cup, it's Zenyatta won 19 races in a row, suffering her only loss to Blame. I'm like, when I describe her, I say she won 19 races in a row, period. Why do we have
That's
to
right.
get
you,
on there?
You don't mention that 20th.
Blame Mike Smith. Don't get me started. Let's anyway.
The 20th
let's move on.
Never happened. It never happened.
It didn't happen. It didn't happen.
She never ran that race.
Nope. It wasn't her fault, even if it did run. So I don't even want to talk about it. It's not even worth it. So, do we have our first guest on the line? I need to move on. I'm going to get mad. But
yes,
anyway,
we do.
It's a baby girl. Yay!
One quick thing before we get to our first guest. The Road to the Horse competitor Mary Kitzmiller will be our celebrity this week for the EquityMFG.com Celebrity Trivia Challenge on Wednesday. So Mary will be joining us, and it should be a lot of fun. She's a trip. So she also has another new Mustang she's working on for next year's Road to the Horse, and out riding it and doing very well with it. So it's Rolex and Mustang week here on the show. And, yes, our guest is ready.
All right. Well, our guest actually is a Rolex virgin, and she will be tackling the cross-country course this weekend. Hey, Ellen.
Hi. How are you?
Fantastic. Thanks for joining us. We're talking to Ellen Doty, who is, a Texas-based rider who is making her way to Rolex for the first time. And Ellen, I don't know if you know this, but I got to tell a story about you, about the first time I met you. Ellen was actually traveling around doing some events, and she actually came to the Coconino Horse Trials, which is here in Arizona. And she was, we were actually stabled next to each other. And I guess her horse, Obi, Sir Oberon, who now will be going to Rolex, which is awesome, I actually groomed for you in the 10-minute box. We kind of made friends through the whole weekend, and you were like, you want to be in my 10-minute box? So I knew you back in the day before.
First training 3-day, yeah.
Yeah, and it was his first training 3-day, and now he's at Rolex. So I feel like I was part of the Sir Oberon team, okay? And I'm pretty sure we're best friends, too. So I understand, too, that you pulled into Lexington at 3:30 this morning?
Yes, we did. We got the horses here about 3:30, and we grazed them and got them settled in, and we got to the hotel about 5, so got a couple hours of sleep.
Well, talk to us a little bit about what it's like to be at Rolex.
It's exciting. I can't believe the week is finally here, much anticipated, so it's really exciting.
Is Obi currently bubble wrapped?
Yes, as much as he can be. And we actually, I'm with my friend Julie Norman and her horse Thomas, and we went to a fellow pony club, our fellow friend. She's got a barn here about 5 miles from the horse park. We actually took them there so they can have a little bit of turnout and just be a horse for a day before we head over to the horse park. So we're going to go set up their stalls today and probably take them over this afternoon or tomorrow morning.
Great. So what's it been like preparing for something of this magnitude? I mean, has this been a goal of yours since you were little?
Yeah, it's always been a dream of mine to go to Rolex since I first saw it. I'm from Michigan, so I used to go to Rolex all the time. So it was less than 5 hours, and I always dreamt of riding there one day. So it's definitely been a goal. But preparation-wise, I've been doing a little bit harder gallop sets, but I've tried not to think of it differently than any other event that I've prepared for. Trying to, keep the nerves under control and keep my horse going the same. And so I'm sure it'll be extra exciting, and it's going to be the biggest atmosphere and show we've been to. But I've tried to prepare the same as I do for other events.
You say you're trying to keep it normal and keep it just like any other event, but let's go ahead and tell everybody what else you're doing at Rolex this weekend.
I'm getting married on Friday on the cross-country course.
What?
So we're going to get married Friday evening, and I know a lot of people think I'm crazy for doing that. I just thought it would be a good idea because all my friends and family are going to be here to watch, so I figured it would be a good time to go ahead and tie the knot.
This has to be some guy. I'll tell you what.
He's pretty awesome, and he was down for whatever I wanted to do. He's been he said whatever I wanted was fine with him, and he's been pretty easygoing, and he traveled down with us yesterday, and he's spending the whole week here, and he's pretty excited.
Well, listen, I mean, I'm going to tell you what, when I got married, totally knew that this was the guy for me. I moved across the country for him. I knew without a shadow of a doubt that this is the man I was going to spend the rest of my life with. Yet the morning of my wedding, I threw up because it's so stressful, girl. I feel like I just need to give you a big old hug because it's, How do you prepare for a wedding and for Rolex at the same time? You must just have nerves of steel.
I'm surprisingly not very nervous yet. We'll see when it rolls around, but I think I'll be okay. I'll probably be too busy to get nervous. My friends are throwing me a bridal shower Friday morning, and then I have an autograph signing, and then I have dressage, of course, and then I've got to somehow get my hair done, and then I have the wedding, so I don't know that I'll have time to get very nervous.
Oh, you did not get lucky enough to have your dressage on Thursday?
Nope, it's on Friday and Friday afternoon,
oh,
too.
No.
Oh, no.
So my girlfriend's made hair appointments, but I think we might probably not make those, so we'll have to figure something out, I'm sure.
What
you
jump?
Might as
what
well
jump
have
are you getting married
hair.
At?
What was that?
What jump
I
are you
said,
getting
sorry.
Married at?
I'm not sure. Our reception's in the Kentucky Club tent, so it's going to be a jump near the tent, and I haven't seen the course yet, so I'm not sure what jump. But it'll be one of the jumps nearby, and David O'Connor is actually the one that's going to marry us. So that's kind of exciting.
Seriously?
Yeah, apparently he's like an ordained minister. He's married a couple of the team riders, and he offered to marry us, so that's kind of exciting, a little icing on the cake.
Oh, my gosh, this just gets better. So bridal shower, morning of your dressage ride at Rolex, then off the horse, get your hair did, get all dressed, and then go get married by David O'Connor.
Yep.
You're like the coolest person I've ever met. That's awesome. That is just awesome. So I was thinking, don't get your hair done. You know what? Your husband-to-be is going to stare at you with helmet head for the rest of his life. You might as well start that way. Amazing.
Yeah, was he
Amazing.
A horse guy before? Was he a horse guy?
No, he wasn't. Actually, he's quickly grown into the horse world. He actually quit his office job, and he works at the barn with me. He mucks stalls and feeds the horses and drives the arenas, and he's kind of immersed himself with the horse world, and he's great with them. He doesn't ride, but he does everything with them, so he loves them.
He loves you, man.
Yeah, yeah, he sure does.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, what I did is got my husband a horse, and I just got him this big buckskin, calm horse that's been ridden everywhere and trail ridden all through Colorado and everything. And so he actually, if we go places, he now has a horse that he can take with him and comfortably ride around. I gave him a couple lessons, but as you know, men know everything, so you can't teach them
right.
anything. but I highly suggest that just so when something happens at the barn and something breaks, you blame it on his horse. Your horse broke the fence. And so then it's not your fault. It's his fault.
I'm sure that'll be in the cards for the future, is getting him his own horse.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe you're getting married at Rolex by David O'Connor right after your dressage ride. I'm nervous for you. That's exciting. So, Ellen, I know you've had just an absolutely incredible year competing. Where do we go from here?
I just keep, you know, I'm hoping to keep getting better and keep improving and keep Obi sound and healthy. And I guess we'll see. He's a super horse, and I'm willing to put the time and the effort in. And I guess we'll see.
Well, you're incredibly hardworking. I like I said, because we've been friends for so long. You know, you and I are friends on Facebook, and I know I've talked to a lot of your students, and you're just absolutely adored by everybody. And I think that this couldn't happen to a nicer, more hardworking young lady. I would like for you to go back to bed, get some more sleep. You got a big, big week coming up. And thank you so much for being on with us. And I just wish you the best of luck. We'll be broadcasting live Friday morning and Sunday morning. Maybe we'll get to talk to you at some point in there somewhere.
Okay, super. Well, thank you very much.
Well, we'll be there. We'll be cheering you on, you and Obi, and I'm so, so excited for you and everybody at Pegasus Eventing. So, and go get married, girl.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Ellen. That's PegasusEventing.com. PegasusEventing.com is where you can find more about her. That's terrific. I think that's a lot of fun. Well, we are going to we're changing it up a little bit format-wise here today. We are going to play our Omega Alpha commercial, which is our title sponsors for today's show. And then I'm going to play you a song because we're leading into a musical guest. We're going from from an adventurer to a musical guest today, Brent Hill. We've had him on the show. We play his music. Well, he has a new CD coming out. I'm going to play the title track to that CD to lead into his interview. And the song is called Ode to Selway. And then we're going to be speaking with Brent Hill about his new CD. It's all coming up right after this word from Omega Alpha.
Omega Alpha Pharmaceuticals creates only natural health products. Their scientists, guided by Dr. Gordon Chang, formulate a wide variety of mainly herbal health products to address many equine health problems. And I have on the line here Kyle Carter, who is an international eventer and well-known throughout the eventing world, who uses Omega Alpha products. Kyle, I understand that you started using Omega Alpha about a year ago.
Yeah, I've been using it for about a year and have noticed a remarkable difference in the horses that have been on it. And then if they've come off of it, the horse's health always has been better on it. It's one of the few supplement companies that I wholeheartedly believe in.
Well, thank you, Kyle. You know, Omega Alpha brings consumers the perfect marriage of nature and science. Look for all of their products at retailers nationwide or visit their website at omegaalpha.ca. That's omegaalpha.ca.
Headwaters of the snake, I am free, Lord, I am free. And I miss my home and family and the woman that I love. But the spirit of the Lapwai runs through the land like blood. And I'm leaving it behind me now, cause that's how it has to be. But I'll return and I'll be free. Timber wolves, they run free, Lord, they run free. Canyon winds and rivers, clear and clean as polished gold, they run free, Lord, they run free. And the world keeps changing, spinning faster all the time. When a tired and troubled nation weighs heavy on my mind, I can leave it all behind me and be just who I want to be. And be free, Lord, to be free. Troubled nation weighs heavy on my mind. I can leave it all behind me and be just who I wanna be. Be free, Lord, be free. From spotted bear Montana to Nez Perce, Idaho, I am free, Lord, I am free. Set me running on Elk City wagon road, and I'll be free, Lord, I'll be free. When you see them crystal waters, you will never be the same. You can disappear and wander inland, never to be tame. So leave your troubles far behind you, come and ride along with me, and be free, Lord,
Well, that was Ode to Selway by Bren Hill. We're going to be speaking to him in a couple of minutes. Jennifer's working on getting him on the line right now. So we'll be talking to him as soon as he is ready. It was neat hearing her. I think that she's absolutely crazy getting married at Rolex. Does she know the stress involved there?
My gosh. I mean, as simple as you want to make it. You know, I mean, I got married barefoot on the beach, and it couldn't have been more of a sure thing. And I still was a disaster the morning of my wedding. I don't know. I think the stress of everything coming together is so scary. And even though I had a ton of help and I had great family and friends and everything involved, and it was just terrifying. So I can't even imagine. I mean, I thought, why would she do that to herself? Get married before a fake ceremony or something.
And then she couldn't get lucky enough to have her dressage test on Thursday and to get married on Friday. She has to have both the same day.
I think I would change my wedding to Thursday. Like, just do that. Is it one thing a day?
Get it over with. Honeymoon on Friday and dressage test. That'd be a first.
That's so nice.
Hey, I've got to mention something here while we're waiting for Brent. Apparently, Jennifer says he has a sick horse, so he's trying to get to the phone right now, which we all have to deal with at one time or another. I got to mention Charlotte Desjardins over in England because she's just absolutely amazing dressage rider, the best in the world. And she has done it again. She has broken for a Grand Prix. She has set a new Grand Prix record score in a dressage test, and this was at the World Cup Finals in France, I believe they were this year. She set another world record in Grand Prix, and she broke her two previous world records on Vallegro with an 87.12. So her and Vallegro, again, for the third time, have now broken a world record, and they have won the FEI Dressage World Cup final. So she is now the World Cup champ, and Vallegro, he's just an amazing horse. I watched the test that they rode, and I watched the whole thing, a whole dressage testing, an FEI dressage test, no less.
You did? Did you nod off or something?
No, he just is an amazing horse to watch. He just floats. I mean, that horse is amazing. And you can see why he's just winning everything and setting world records everywhere. But and she's just a neat rider. She's just quiet, and it's just really cool combination. So congratulations to her.
Yeah, absolutely. That's incredible. So another set of news is, you know, when you're in Los Angeles and they give you they sell you a map of the homes. A map of the celebrities' homes, the home of the stars. Well, Liam Neeson probably regrets being a part of that in New York if he's on that. Here's a map to Liam Neeson's house, everybody. Go protest in front of it. Because he's been very vocal about keeping the horse-drawn carriages in New York, his home was picketed. A bunch of people with signs outside of the his house. Was where all these people walked with signs saying horse-drawn carriages are cruel and it's awful. Horses, like, having a job, it's terrible. We should just kill them. So that was the PETA. They descended on Liam Neeson's house or outside of his apartment or whatever. So I don't know what else to say about that. Then you need to move because they're not going to leave you alone.
All right, we are ready. Bren is here, and of course we just heard his song, Ode to Selway, which is the title track of his new CD that is out. Good morning, Bren Hill.
How you doing?
All right, I heard you were dealing with a sick horse. Everything okay there?
Oh, you know, I'll tell you, I hope so. She's kind of a family member, so yeah, we've been up most of the night here, but we're doing good. We'll get through it.
alcoholic, I assume?
So. She just stood in the wet pasture, and my son was feeding her while I was gone. I've been in Wyoming over the weekend, and I had a pipe break out there. You know, I think this time of year, things freeze, and so you just never know what you're going to find.
Huh. Where do you live, Brent, by the way?
You know, I live 50 miles northwest of Salt Lake City. The town's called Hooper.
Okay.
We're about 7 miles off the Wasatch Front, and it's kind of an agricultural community here, and been here for, I think, coming on about 15 years, so.
Well, Brent, you did this new CD. It's called Ode to Selway, which we just played the song, Ode to Selway. What is Selway? Tell us about that for us East Coasters.
Yeah, you know, the Selway Bitterroot Wilderness is in north central Idaho, kind of spans from north central Idaho over to western Montana. And there's the Selway River up there and the Salmon River. That's country that I went into when I was about 12 or 13 years old with my dad. And for the first time, I've been going back just about every year since. There's a few years I've been too busy but to make it in there, but... We went in there on a pack trip, and it's the first time I ever heard an Ian Tyson record. I didn't know it was him, and it's kind of where I decided that I wanted to become a songwriter. I've been at it ever since, you know. But since I had some rough times here the last few years. My son went through brain and spinal cancer, and I honestly sat there and wondered if I was ever going to be able to get back up into that country, and finally I did, and kind of took refuge there a little bit, and all this music started coming out about the Selway Wilderness. Also at a time when I kind of realized what a blessing it is to have untouched wilderness in a place like that, and how important it is to have a horse to get you there.
1.3 million acres it is. It's a large expanse. If you look at a map, I mean, it's huge. Now, this, I'm looking at, yeah, I got you. You were kind enough to send the CD over, and it has 13 songs on here. Are these all originals, or are there some covers on there?
You know, I covered, there are 12 original. I covered one from Ian Tyson called 50 Years Ago that was off that Cowboyography record. And kind of a tribute to Ian. He's been a mentor and a friend to me when he didn't have to over the years, and kind of got me started. He produced a record called Trail Through Yesterday back in the year 2000. Ian himself has kind of had some challenges. He just had surgery on his vocal cords a year and a half ago, and he's sounding great, and he's feeling great, and he's making great music again. And we're very fortunate to have him back on the road and playing. So that's kind of a tribute to him. He's been such an influence to me over the years. So I covered 50 years ago when I was at Elko. He told me good job, so it meant the world.
Well, now there's a song on here called that I really like called "Cowgirl's Goodbye." Tell us about that one.
Well, you know, this little horse that I've been caring for all night. This was another time that she was sick. She's a pretty healthy horse. I don't know. This just happened to be a coincidence. But I had a pair of tennis shoes on. I was out mowing the grass and getting ready for a road trip down to Texas, and realized that I had to give her some medicine. So I grabbed a syringe, and make a long story short, about 20 minutes later, she'd stepped on my foot and really kind of mangled it. And my wife, knowing that I sometimes do too many things at once, she came out on the back porch and said, come on, let's go up to the ER and see what's wrong with your foot. Of course, you know, at this point I was in denial and just kind of limping around. But aren't we all? Well, if we're men, of course. I ended up with my foot in a cast a conversation as to how you're going to drive 14 hours down to Texas here for 16 hours, the next day. And somehow I made it. But while I was in Texas, I finished that song because I was thinking about uh, the five or six times that she had called me the backside of the animal that had stepped on my foot.
It's funny where these songs come from, isn't it, Brent?
Isn't it? That's the real story. Now, the song makes it sound like, you know, I'm a tough rodeo cowboy, but that's the real story of how that song came
about.
That
was really your dream. The song was a fantasy, in other words.
You know, you got to make yourself look better than you really are. That's the whole that's poetic license, right?
That's funny. And songwriters have been doing that for a very long time.
long time. Absolutely, yeah. That's this song, I mean, it should be about a lack of true horsemanship, you know, and instead I couldn't go there, so.
Now, you're also known for poetry and things, too. Are there any on the CD? Are there any, of the poet-type songs on the CD?
You know, I think there's most of what I write is starts out as poetry. My test for good songwriting is, can you read the lyrics and have it be a good poem? Or for good songwriting lyrics, you know, you've got to be able to read these lyrics and have them make sense and have them be profound. So I think of myself as a poet first. There's a segment of poetry before a song called Ridin' Job, and that's actually a chorus of a song that I wrote 20 years ago about the same guy, a friend of mine who works at the Parker Ranch in Hawaii. He had finished up a master's degree at the King Ranch down in Texas, and he was with his four little kids and his wife headed to Southeast Oregon looking for another riding job, called me on the phone. He says, after all these years and all the miles and all the time I put on the back of a horse, I'm still looking for a riding job, and that's where that song came from.
Well, there's one on here that really hit me when I heard it, and then what I did is I listened to the songs before I read the press release and a little bit about the songs. And there's one that hit me on here, and I know it's probably one that you're most proud of on this CD, and that's Angels in My Room. And that goes back to your son and what you were just talking about. But that one really hit me, and I did not know the story before I listened to that song.
Yeah, you know, I wrote that and sang it at the wedding of the very first ER nurse that he had. And she came in the room literally minutes after he was diagnosed with cancer, and her job was actually to prep him for ICU, where they would prep him for the surgery that started it all. And it turns out she's from Soldotna, Alaska, and she grew up hunting and fishing and loved to be outside. And so she and Briggs just kind of hit it off. They started talking. This little girl, Rachel Goldstein was her name, and she followed Briggs all the way through that ordeal. Finally, she went and got her master's degree, became a nurse anesthetist, moved back to Soldotna, Alaska, and decided to get married. And she said, I have to have Briggs here. So my family flew up there. I wrote that song on the back porch of a lady we were staying with there in Soldotna and sang it at the wedding.
Oh, wow. Wow, that must have been a lot to your son and her, both of them.
It's been a gift for me, probably more than anything, to be able to turn to my pen and my guitar and, you know, in difficult times like that. But I think it meant a lot for me. I got to sing that song and watch Briggs and Rachel dance. There was a time that Briggs, you know, he couldn't walk. He came out of surgery, that original surgery, lost the right side. And so we've been rehabilitating him, you know, for the last few years, and he's done really well. But to see those two stand there and dance and just think about all that we've all been through together, it was quite a moment. So, yeah, that song has a place in my heart for sure.
Now, is it easier that you bring up a good point? Is it, and I've heard it both ways from songwriters, is it easier for you to write songs in times when that are a little more difficult or in happy times, or doesn't it matter?
Well, you know, it's a little of both, to be honest with you. I think I think when everything's going well for me particularly, I just have more time to be creative. So from that standpoint, I probably do more writing when everything's fine and dandy. But certainly the troubled times is when you find deeper subject matter. And I think going through those times in your life makes you sensitive to other people that are going through sensitive times, and it makes you a little bit more insightful. So I think it's both. I certainly embrace the challenges and appreciate the opportunities to write. I think I'll actually hope that I'm content here for a few years and just have lots of time to write a lot.
Yeah, I was just going to say, let's hope for some quiet times for you right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, we're going to let you get back to your horse that you're dealing with here this morning, and we wish you the best of luck there. Where can people buy the CD?
You know, brennhill.com, brennhill.com, or at iTunes, depending on how you like to consume music these days. It's been featured at iTunes for, I think it was the first 8 weeks. It stayed in the new and noteworthy section. So, but yeah, my website and iTunes, and I just really appreciate the opportunity to chat with you guys again, and appreciate you supporting the music.
Well, we're going to play a song out today. So, and I chose this one because 99% of our audience, well, actually about 95, we have more men now than we did, are women. So I picked this song. You can tell us a little bit about it, and I'll play your interview out with it. It's Breakaway, Runaway, and it's just a little bit about the girls out there.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of a phenomenon here. There's kind of a movement of girls in the rodeo that are darn good ropers, and most of them are way better ropers than me. I wrote this song, I think, on the bleachers there watching this rodeo at Burns, Oregon, and man, I couldn't believe how those girls could rope, some of them real young. So that's where this song came from.
Thank you, Bren. Good luck with the horse, and good luck with the CD.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it very much.
Ode to Selway is the CD, and this song is Breakaway Runaway.
Gather slack on a Saturday night on a horse bred Lucky J Pine. She spins his heels in the July dust and whispers everything is gonna be fine. The price of diesel's up $1.15 since they struck you out in the spring. They broke left and she missed him clean. All she can do now is cling to the dream of a breakaway. No choice, she never dreamed she could feel so alone. But there's a fire burning deep inside and a new hope shining in her eyes. She was born to rope and ride from the Texas plains to the Selway skies. She's a breakaway. Big money back one day, she's a breakaway.
like that one. That's Bryn Hill, Breakaway Runaway. You're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network. And today's show is brought to you by our friends at Omega Alpha Equine. But we'd love to thank Quincy the Horse Books for sponsoring our Rolex coverage that we will be, you know, we're heading there this week. It's Rolex week. And Quincy the Horse Books actually going to be there. Horses and kids are a winning combination. The Quincy the Horse Books are perfect choices for children kindergarten through fourth who love horses. The entire series is now available in both keepsake hardcover and also on ebooks. The Quincy the Horse Books and author Camille Matthews will be at the I Make Horse Calls booth in the center of area of the covered arena throughout the Rolex event. That's not too far from where we're going to be broadcasting. So you can visit quincythehorse.com for more information. Find the series at Amazon, independent bookstores, and you guys, I'm getting an early Christmas gift for Lucas, my son. I'm going to go ahead and get the Quincy the Horse Books, and they can be autographed and personalized if you're at Rolex. So look for them. And again, more information, quincythehorse.com.
Sounds like fun. And it's going to be so neat to see so many old friends that we haven't seen in a while. That's one of the things I always like about going to Rolex is we get to see. And one of the things that's going to happen is there are going to be five different hosts from the Horse Radio Network shows. You realize this is going to be the most hosts that have ever been together at the same time from the Horse
Radio
Network.
That's
like right.
Who?
Yep. Well, you're going to be there. Jennifer's going to be there. I'm going to be there. Reese from the Dressage Radio Show is going to be there. We have Samantha from the Eventing Radio Show is going to be there. So there's going to be five of us there. And you can meet us. We're having a meetup a half an hour before the start of cross country on Saturday at the first jump. So if you want to say hi to any of us, you can hop on over, all of us. Just we'd be glad to see you, and it's going to be fun to meet a couple. Leslie, who's coming on here very shortly from Horse Nation, will be there. She's like a host. She comes on every week, right? She's a 10-minute host.
She is. So, she's part of the show, so she's part of the
right.
family.
Yeah. That's right. So she'll be there. She said she was going to come over and say hi. And I know a couple of our listeners have already responded that are going to be there, that are going to come over. So it should be a lot of fun. We can walk a couple of jumps together at the start of the day and then head off to do our thing. I know I'm going to hit the Eventing Nation tailgate party around noontime because they said they have alcohol and food. So that's where we should head around noontime.
Bold. I think so. I think so. And I've convinced Glenn, I know that I really had to twist your arm, but Glenn, I've actually convinced to just watch a little dressage in the morning of Friday morning, and then we're going to head to Keeneland and gamble a little bit in the afternoon.
Yeah.
I know it's arm twisting, but
it was heartbreaking for me to have to leave Friday dressage day to go with you to the races. Heartbreaking.
I know it's sad. It's sad, but I'm proud of you for doing what you can do. And, you know, like for Jennifer and I, what we're going to do is after the show on Friday is over, she and I have to go shop. That's what we're going to do. We have to go run around and shop while you go ahead and you break everything down and get everything in the car loaded,
do
whatever
we
need to do.
You guys are going shopping?
Yeah, hello, you're the dude. You're going to have to do that. And then, so Jennifer and I are going to go shop. You're going to clean up, and then we'll meet you at the dressage arena. We'll watch a couple, and then we'll head over to Keeneland. Sound like a deal?
That sounds like a deal, I guess.
I'm going to be really tired on Friday morning. I just want to let you know, Friday morning, it's going to be hard for me to make it into the show. And I'll tell you
That's
why I'm
right.
going to be exhausted because, you know, after wearing night vision goggles, trying to sneak into Lanes End Farm to go see my Zenyatta and Jesus with a Z, I'm going to be really tired, but I'm going to do what I can. I'll do as much of the show as I can.
And the time difference, too, that's going to be interesting for you, too.
Oh, it's
That's
it
always
a good
tough
way.
The first day. Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
you're right.
I think
it is a good way.
Going to have a hard time. The baby's going to have a hard time with it. But, yeah, no, this is a good way. And it's like, you know, way ahead of time. So you'll be asleep by 8:30 p.m. And to me, that's only 5:30. So I'll be ready to party. Woohoo!
You're getting in Thursday, right?
Correct. I get in Thursday night. So I land in Louisville. I'm going to drive on down to Lexington, get in our hotel, which is the Clarion, and then hang out there and then see you Friday morning.
And I just got an email 2 seconds ago from the people at the Clarion confirming your room. So you're all set.
Good.
Thought I'd let you know that. Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. Tomorrow morning here on the show, we are going to have our safety day with Lindsay White of Riders for Helmets. She is coming on, and she promises us, like she did last month, and then he kind of broke his leg, she promises Boyd Martin tomorrow morning will be here joining us. So she said that, yeah, he felt bad that he couldn't, because remember, he was in the hospital last month when it was the day after
excuses,
he broke his leg. And
excuses.
I know. I noticed Boyd has been hired. Boyd's going to make money at this Rolex, because I think he's been hired to come to about 50 different things. Because he's not competing, so he can, you know, do more stuff. So he is going to be signing autographs and doing more appearances than anybody I know. He'll be up and around. So
oh, yeah.
We should have Boyd Martin here on the show tomorrow morning, hopefully, if he doesn't hurt himself anymore.
Awesome,
he
awesome.
Should be safe.
Perfect.
And one other thing here before we get started, speaking, you know, we're talking about Rolex, but one of the things that is coming up toward the end of the year that kind of makes Rolex look small is the World Equestrian Games. And as of now, they've had a record number of nations put in their intent to participate. At 72 nations have put in their intent to participate in the World Equestrian Games in France. And the disciplines that have attracted the greatest number of nations are, big surprise here, jumping at 57. What would you think would be second? You think dressage? I thought maybe dressage or eventing would be second.
I don't know. I think I've read about this a little bit, and it is surprising, but think about the countries that are involved. I believe it's endurance, isn't it?
Yeah, endurance is second with 50 countries saying they're going to participate in endurance. And there are a number of nations that have said they're going to compete in all the disciplines, all seven, and that is Austria, Australia, France, Great Britain, Germany, the Netherlands, Switzerland, Sweden, and the United States have all entered teams in all the FEI disciplines. And, of course, you have jumping, dressage, paradressage, eventing, driving, endurance, vaulting, and reining. So there are some countries, though, that will be making their debut at the games for the first time. Hong Kong, which I didn't know was considered its own country. U.S. Virgin Islands, Kazakhstan. Thank you. Republic of Korea, Latvia, of course, you know, made famous by Taxi. Morocco, a country I don't even know, Mauritius? I never heard of that country. Peru, Palestine, Romania, Thailand, and Tanzania are going to be coming for the first time. Who knew that some of those even existed?
Pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. Well, I think Leslie is ready. Leslie Wiley from Horse Nation is joining us. And Leslie, how do you like mint julep?
Wait a minute.
What?
Leslie likes
mint julep. Oh, sorry
for it.
Horses, not mint julep. From Frontier. These are the adventures of Horse Nation. Its weekly mission to explore strange equestrian behaviors and to exploit horse humor in the wacky world of horses.
Okay, Leslie, do you like mint juleps, the drink of the Kentucky Derby?
I do. I will drink one once a year. Yeah. Or a few on
okay.
one day once a year.
Well, you know, if you are at the Kentucky Derby, it costs you about $8. And you get that glass. You know, it's a pretty good deal. You get that glass, that your Kentucky Derby glass, and you get it full of all sorts of nasty whiskey with mints in it. It's a disgusting drink. You don't have to pretend you like it. It's gross. However... you could spend $8 or you could spend $1,000. That's right, $1,000 for one mint julep. It is the ninth year that they're doing the Woodford Reserve $1,000 mint julep. This year, you won't just get crappy whiskey with wilted mint and some sort of gross sugar. You will get ice infused with rose water, candied rose petals. How do you candy a rose petal? Mint julep simple syrup and Woodford Reserve Distillers Select, the official bourbon of the Kentucky Derby. And does that sound good? Yum. However, you can spend $2,000 and also that same mint julep will come in the Royal Rose Cup, the sterling silver medallion glass. But there's only 10 of those, so you better hurry before you spend your $2,000 on a freaking drink. It's ridiculous. People just have too much money, don't they? Just too much money.
Too much.
So you know, Leslie, there's going to be a... There are going to be a 120,000 mint julep served that weekend at the Kentucky Derby. 120,000.
That's a lot of gross drinks. That's just
a lot of bourbon.
A lot of nasty. There's a lot of nasty right there. Hey, I just wanted to start out this morning by saying thank you, because you and I have had this discussion before, and it seems to continue to pop up on Horse Nation. And you know, you're a website for the people, and the people are women. And so what does Leslie have on Horse Nation this morning? Go ahead and tell everybody.
We have yet another roundup of the hottest hunks of polo, as stocked this time by Amanda Ronan. She went through and stalked the Instagram and Twitter and Facebook accounts of three super hunky polo players and reported back to us. So it was a beautiful thing, a beautiful shiny thing to find in my inbox this morning. That's why it's somewhat depressing Monday morning.
Yeah, I was really proud. I was really proud of you guys, and you're just here for the people. You're here for us, and I appreciate it. Now, what else you're doing is we'll get to Rolex, but tell us about the – how do you find these pictures, and do people actually send you these pictures, or do you steal them off the Internet? And, of course, I'm talking about people that make the worst – faces while they're jumping a jump. Faces of, oh, crap.
Yes, you know, I started this series because I make the worst faces over fences. Like, I'll have an otherwise beautiful jumping photo. My horse's knees are up, like, my heels are down, we are soaring through the air, and then I'll look like I'm about to cry or scream or, you know, or I've just seen a ghost, and then it ruins everything. So I thought, I'll start this series. I bet I'm not the only one that makes terrible faces over fences. And so I started the series and invited readers to send us photos of them, their worst jumping faces. We have the most shameless readers in the world, and they have, you know, I would say, if you're going to do horses, you got to pack a sense of humor, and they sure do. And they've sent us these photos of themselves for voluntarily for us to publish for all the world to see. And they are amazing. They're amazing.
They are, and I love the one of the girl going over the skinny is so incredibly funny. You guys check this out on horsenation.com, and this is part three. So there are more. There are more. And it zooms in on their face. Just awesome. Just awesome. So check it out. Now, we just got off the line. Leslie, as an inventor who dreams of one day riding in Rolex, and you've also been married, there is a girl, and you need to probably highlight this before it happens. There is a girl named Ellen Doty, and she was on our show. I've met her through competing a bunch, and she not only is a Rolex virgin and is going to Rolex for her very first time, she has her first dressage ride on Friday. And guess what she's doing Friday afternoon after dressage? Oh, she's getting married on the course by David O'Connor. He is presiding over her ceremony.
I mean, how cool is that? How cool is that?
Like, coolest thing ever. But can you imagine? Can you imagine Leslie getting married at Rolex? Like, it wasn't stressful enough getting married?
Right. Just bundle it all together. The most stressful horse show of your life and the most stressful personal experience of your life. Just knock it all out in one day.
Just
why not?
All at once. All at once.
They're having her wedding shower on. They're having her wedding shower on Friday morning. There's gonna be, and then she rides dressage. So I'm assuming there's not going to be much drinking at this particular wedding shower.
probably a good idea. Yeah. Well, the reason I brought that up is because you've got the ultimate Rolex field guide.
Yes.
So tell us about it.
One of our readers wrote us a piece. We love taking reader contributions. Just sharing some of her tips from going to Rolex in the past about getting there, what to do. You know, it can be kind of an overwhelming experience. There's so much to do and so much to see, and of course, so much to buy. She just sort of offers some tips, not only about what to do at the horse show, but also, you know, what to do when you're not at the horse park. She suggests, you know, go on a stud farm tour. Go on, she mentions the Liquor Barn, Lexington, Kentucky's famous Liquor Barn. She says, Google it. Go there.
There is nothing like the Liquor Barn. When we lived in Lexington, we would have friends come in, and they would literally, we'd take them to the Liquor Barn, and they would literally buy cases and cases and cases of liquor. The one guy bought almost $400 worth to bring back to Pennsylvania, because Pennsylvania is state-run and it's all expensive. So he, smuggled $400 of liquor from the liquor. He thought Liquor Barn was nirvana. He was just in heaven for the Liquor Barn.
It is kind of. It's kind of like the Walmart of, what is the store where you buy all this stuff in bulk.
Yeah. And they have the cheese. They have great cheese selection there, too. They have a huge cheese selection there. Oh, it's a good place.
Good place.
Yeah. Liquor Barn. Google it. Go there. That's on there. And then the other thing, which I really appreciated, actually, was what would a rider heading to Rolex this week be Googling right now?
Right, yeah. This one was written by Jenny Autry, who's a Vending Nation's editor, and it was hilarious. She was like, if I was going to Rolex, what would I be Googling? How to bubble wrap a horse. That's definitely my horse would be wrapped in bubble wrap for sure if I was heading to Lexington this week.
I can't even imagine. I worked for a guy that Leslie that was on his way to Rolex, and I was grooming for him about a week out, and the horse had a little bit of scurf, like on the back leg, the cannon bone gets that little kind of bumpy stuff, and I started to scrub it off. He's like, "Don't do that." I'm like, what do you mean? What do you curry this off? He goes, no, the whole leg could blow up. Just leave it alone. Just leave it alone. He's so paranoid about everything. Take a stab. Don't do it. So that is exactly what they're doing. How to bubble wrap a horse. The second one, where to buy vodka. Yeah, where to buy vodka in Lexington, Kentucky.
Liquor Barn.
Liquor Barn.
Yes, go back to our event. Now, number three made me laugh.
Does breathing into a paper bag help hyperventilation?
Yes. Apparently, the Google that they found, it doesn't actually help. Now, number four, I think, is a stretch, but, depends on how much vodka you bought at the Liquor Barn. How much can I pawn a Rolex for?
Because the winner Rolex bought.
I mean, those things are expensive, right? I think that'd be a toss-up for me. If I were ever to win Rolex, whether I would keep it or sell it on eBay.
The ones they get are around $4,000. We went. Rolex had a booth at the World Equestrian Games, and I went in there, and we were just kind of doing a promo thing, and we were taking pictures that day. And I said, I need a picture of the most expensive watch you've got to take a picture on my wrist. And they had to call over the armed security guard to get this watch out. It was like a $120,000 watch. I got a picture of it on my wrist, and then they made me put it right back. So
if only, Glenn, you would have had the $120,000 Rolex holding your $2,000 mint julep. I mean, that's legendary.
It's like a lot of expensive stuff going on.
Yes. Before we let you go, Leslie, the Silver Fox, Andrew Nicholson, yeah. The best looking dude with gray hair ever. I mean, he's so adorable. He has withdrawn reigning Rolex champion Quimbo from Rolex. He apparently is going to take him to badminton, but he still will be there. He's got Abe Berry at Kentucky who won Burley in 2012. So he will still be there, but we will not see that absolutely gorgeous black, I think he's a stallion, black horse that he rode. Oh, amazing.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's too bad, you know, but that is really too bad. But it does give, you know, it gives a little more opportunity for our American riders to come through. And I would really love to see an American win Rolex this year. I sure would.
Hey, has Buck Davidson ever won? He hasn't, has he?
He hasn't.
Not Rolex.
That would be a great one.
And he's had a great year, so and he's now selected the three horses out of his whole string of horses. He has now selected his horses that he's going to ride. I'm looking for the names right now. Do you have them in front of you?
Yeah, I do. Petite Flower, okay. Valley No Castle RM, and Park Trader. Those are the chosen three.
No,
only has to ride around Rolex three times.
I can't even imagine. There's a lot of people that are really way cooler than us going to Rolex. Either you get married at Rolex, you ride three horses. I mean, there's some good stories that are going on there, huh?
There really are, always.
Awesome.
Well, I have a question before we let her go. Leslie,
okay.
So you've been to Lexington a bunch of times, and we were talking earlier about the things to do outside of the park. Everybody has to eat, and eating after Rolex is a nightmare in Lexington pretty much because there's 50,000 people in town. But do you have a favorite restaurant? Do you have some place you have to go when you're in Lexington?
I do. My friend turned me on to this restaurant downtown called Alfalfa. It's kind of have you heard of that? It's a farm to table kind of
there,
place.
Actually.
Have you?
Yeah.
I have not had breakfast there, but I always try and make it in for dinner.
What's it called?
What's that?
What's it called?
Oh, Alfalfa.
Okay.
Yeah.
And if you're a vegetarian, as a matter of fact, Jamie, you would do well there.
I'm just Googling it right now. I'm in. I'm going to go. Let's do it.
Yeah.
It's so amazing.
I mean, it's very vegan friendly. It's very vegetarian friendly. Of course, I always get, like, the farm burger. But it's so good. You know, it's all, like, locally sourced. All, like, locally sourced meat. And, oh, my gosh, I think it comes with it's, like, topped with avocado and sauteed red onion and roasted red pepper ketchup. Oh, my gosh, it's so good.
The alfalfa avocado grill.
They have
Hop and John.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh, that's good.
But there's like 10 tables, isn't there? If I remember right, it's not very big.
Yeah, it's pretty tiny. Yeah. It is pretty tiny. So maybe Rolex isn't the greatest weekend to go, but I don't know.
You know where you can't get into? During Rolex, and it's one of our favorite places to go, is Ramsay's. You know, one of the Ramsay's diners there in town.
You can't even get near them
during Rolex. They're so.
You just have to go at the right time. You know, you don't want to go Saturday night at 7:30. But I went, I think last year around 4, and we had a table of 20, and we got served.
Mm-hmm. You did? Okay, you went a little earlier then. Yeah. Ramsey's is a must-see. Yeah. Of course, everybody likes we talked about this in the Venting Radio show, and I think Max Cochran said her favorite was, and can anybody take
jalapenos?
A guess?
Jalapenos?
Yes.
Awesome Mexican. Awesome.
Jalapenos, the cheekiest, kitschiest Mexican restaurant in the world with really good food.
Yeah, amazing food. It's a big pink building. I mean, it's
wow.
bad.
That's when you know it's good.
Yeah.
And then the other one I recommend to everybody, south of town, if you want to head south of town, go to the pub. We recommend the pub, too. Love the pub. Jennifer doesn't eat fish, but she actually eats their fish and chips. She really likes them there. But it's a really good place. It's at the shopping center south of town.
Mm-hmm.
That one's a little less crowded than the stuff north of town. There's our recommendations for food.
I'm hungry now.
I'm starving.
I've been looking at alfalfa's. Yeah, Alfalfa's website. Oh, my gosh, I've got to go. All right, well, Leslie, we're going to meet you face-to-face for the first time this coming weekend. So I'm super excited to finally meet you and to see you in, what I call, our Mecca, which is Lexington, Kentucky, where we make the annual pilgrimage to Mecca every year in April. So we'll see you in a couple of days, girlfriend.
I'm so excited.
Me too. I can't wait. Can't wait. All right. Well, have a good week and make sure you get everything packed. Wear some comfortable shoes for cross country day, those kinds of things.
Right.
And make sure your credit cards are paid off so you don't get shut down in shopping.
Heaven forbid.
That's what I do. All right. Talk to you this weekend.
Okay. See you soon.
Bye, Leslie.
Bye.
Are you excited, Jamie? Jeez.
I'm
excited.
I'm nervous. I'm the whole thing. And, like I said, it's the annual pilgrimage to Mecca. All women must go. And, Glenn, you're smart enough to be the one dude who's going to be there. So, way to go.
Hey, we're going to be right back after this word from ToeCloud as a sponsor for our Rolex coverage. And I have a job for you, Jamie. If you get sick of the, doing what you're doing there in Phoenix, I have a summer job. If you want to get away from it all, that would be perfect for you. We'll find out about that right after this word from ToeCloud. ToeCloud is a proud sponsor of the Horses in the Morning Rolex coverage. We would like to highlight this week the Iridian Hampshire Breech. Marrying traditional styling with technical, breathable stretch, the Iridian Hampshire Breech effortlessly goes from the practice ring to the show arena. A smooth fabric finish and body contouring panels offer a comfortable four-way stretch, while chamois soft knee patches or full seat provide increased stability in the saddle. This traditional breech features front zip with a 2-inch waistband. The two front hand pockets are angled for a flattering look, and the back design lines are in the Euro seat style. For increased ventilation and no bulk comfort in tall boots, the calf is constructed with our wicking breathable mesh. Four great colors to choose from: black, classic tan, graphite, white. These breeches are perfect for everyday or show breeches. ToeCloud is partnered up with Wise Choice Tax, so go to their booth and use the coupon code HRNROLEX, and you will get $15 off the Hampshire breeches, or visit ToeCloud.com for more information. We appreciate ToeCloud's sponsorship of our coverage at Rolex. We will be coming to you live from there Friday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern, and a special Sunday episode at 9 a.m. Eastern as well. If you can't listen on Sunday, we are going to replay that show on Monday as we're all traveling home. Well, Jamie, are you there?
I'm here.
For you. Okay,
I'm
I have a job.
And
for
I have
you.
The baby. Good.
Okay, good. Well, this will be perfect. You can bring the baby along. I'm sure I'll be happy. There's a help wanted I came across this morning that I just thought was right up your alley, because this summer you wanted to go to a dude ranch and you want to experience that, Western lifestyle. Well, there's one that's looking for a job in the Rocky Mountains. It's called Snow Mountain Ranch. It's 5,200 acres. And they're looking for some wranglers. So this is perfect for you. Now, they offer, you know, trail rides out from the Dude Ranch, 1 to 4 hours in length, as well as breakfast and dinner rides, wagon rides, and
nice.
Wedding carriages, rides, and family activities. They're a 90-minute drive from Denver. You could probably get there in no time from where you live. So it's real close
sure.
to home. Yeah. So if you're a wrangler there, get this. This is what they say in the ad. You will average 12-hour work days, 6 days a week. Now, you know, that for horse people, that's kind of normal, right? I mean, we're kind of working all the time, so that's not so bad. But get this. This is what you have to do every morning. You will saddle a herd of 60 to 100 horses each morning. Feed and perform basic ranch maintenance, take out guided trail rides, unsaddle for the evening with a crew and a help of 14 people. So there you go. 60 to 100 horses each morning. Oh, my God.
Now, that is lifting, I'm assuming, because it is, you know, a Dude Ranch, Western saddles. Lifting
yes.
100 Western saddles up on... Oh, my gosh, that sounds like the worst job ever.
Oh, by the way, you have a better chance of getting the job if you have any unique skills, such as being a mechanic, you're a horseshoer, second language, if you know a second language, you're into cooking or veterinary care, you're liable to get a better job. And that just means they'll work you 14 hours a day.
What a deal. Hey, you're a veterinary tech. We don't pay veterinarians, so you're pretty much on call
24/7. Yes, exactly. You're the first one we call.
None
over.
Around.
Nothing better happened to that horse either. Oh, you get room and board, 3 meals a day provided, bunkhouse livings with roommates, full kitchen, internet, TV, and a washer and dryer. There is a monthly salary and an end-of-the-season bonus. And get this. There are tips. You get to keep what you earn. They do not pull them. So if you're good with the customers, you get to keep your own tips. So there you go.
Ooh, wow. The $12 a day, that makes it worth it. That's really sold it to me, Glenn. And where do I sign up?
The part that got me was just saddling up a herd of 60 to 100 horses each morning. Oh, my God. Most of us view it a pain
awful.
In the neck to go out. How many times have you not ridden because you went, oh, I don't feel like saddling right now. I don't feel like brushing or saddling the horse.
That's when we just hop on bareback, you know. That's when you just jump on bareback because you're like, ugh, I don't feel like getting all my stuff out and getting all done, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, no, bareback.
Anyway, you know, that is probably a great job for somebody who's 18, 19 years old and wants an adventure.
No, it's
an adventure. No.
I've been 18, Glenn, and that would not have been a good job.
People must do it. The ranches keep operating. You're going to go out, and you're going to probably meet some of these people at the ranch you're at.
Diamond D, baby. Do you know what? So, exactly. Well, we're going to the Diamond D Ranch, and we're going to go in August. And Chad, he's trying to – we're going to work on flights to Boise, and he's like – he goes, babe, I keep Googling it, and I just can't quite find it. And I'm like, what are you Googling? What, just put in Diamond D Ranch, you know, Idaho. And he's like, oh. He was Googling Double D Ranch. Hi, honey. The pictures you'll get from Double D Ranch, don't do it. Don't do it. He's like, yeah, there was some weird stuff that came up. I'm like, stop Googling Double D.
I think I had that problem when we had him on. Remember I said it wrong? I think I did have that problem. They need to change their name. That's way too close.
The other ranch that I used to go to was called Triangle X. And all Chad, every time he talks about it, he's like, oh, the Triple X Ranch? I'm like, it's not Triple X. My husband has it's a man brain. It's the Double D and the Triple X. I'm like, what do you think I do?
He is a fighter pilot, after all.
I know. Dirty minds. Yeah. Dirty minds. So funny.
Well, let's call it a day here today. We are going to be back here tomorrow morning with Lindsay from Riders for Helmets. Hopefully. We are going to have Boyd Martin on with us tomorrow morning, if all goes well. And then Wednesday, we'll be back. We have EquityMFG.com Celebrity Trivia Challenge. And we have one of the most popular girls in the horse-starting world, and that's Mary Kitzmiller, the only female competitor in this year's Road to the Horse. She will be there. I got to spend some time with Mary. She was a lot of fun. and we're looking forward to having her on. She's very excited to come on and do the Celebrity Trivia Challenge. Although Jennifer, she said, kindly no English questions because she doesn't really know a lot about English writing. So if you could keep the questions a little more
Three
Western
questions about
or
English writing. What's that name?
Yeah. She'd prefer that. Don't forget to listen to us on our app. You just go to the iOS or Android app store, search for Horse Radio Network, and that's one of the easiest, simplest ways to listen to us. One programming note is we have put out our first Equestrian Legends show in quite a while. If you want to give that a shot and check that out, go over to equestrianlegends.com. We haven't done one in a long time. We're hoping that Jamie can get a couple of venting ones in here soon. We're trying to work on that as well. But we had Gloria Austin, who is one of the most popular drivers and one of the largest carriage collectors in the world, done a lot for the sport of driving. We got to interview her in person, and that is now out at Equestrian Legends. You'll find that over there. That's it for today. Thank you, everybody. Have a terrific day. We wish everybody the best that are running up there in Boston today.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's one of those days. Well, everybody have a great week. Monday morning. Woo-hoo.